This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy to have you guys with us. Don is here.
I'm here.
And who is this across the street from us? Oh,
we're so happy to have Ava back in the studio with us.
This is, hi, guys.
This is awesome. And lots to talk about, not just from our perspective, but Ava's got some interesting stuff that she has as well. So stay tuned. Packed show today. You're going to love it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well done. Good to see you, Ava.
Yeah.
It's good to be seen.
Yeah.
I'm
enlarging her family.
Yeah. By two.
Yes.
By two, yeah. Yes.
And they're how big?
My goodness. Well, should I start with how big they were when they were born?
Yeah, and then how big they are now.
Okay. Well, my husband, Dustin, and I welcomed twin baby girls on August 1st. So they are now officially 4 months old, but they were born 2 months premature. So we spent 2.5 months in the NICU. And when they were born, the bigger one, Eliza Marie, she was 3 pounds, 5 ounces. And then the small one, Bobby K, she was born 1 pound, 3 ounces.
Yikes.
So think about a pound of butter is what she weighed.
1 pound sauger.
Yes. So now that they are home and everybody is doing wonderful, Eliza is 11 pounds and wow. Bobby is 9 pounds. So
on the fast track.
Yes. Wow. They seem to have that 2 pound difference as far as they go. And I wanted to bring that up because Don Cleaver's granddaughters, very same, similar situation. Yep. And they're still 2 pound difference.
There is.
Yep.
Yep.
That's cool.
Sometimes that's the only way I can tell them apart is I'll lift one up and then the other.
Yep.
Well, that's how I tell when I'm culling, but you don't have to cull in this situation.
No.
So you can kind of feel a difference in 2 pounds.
We're right. For the heavier weight.
Yep. And I actually got pretty darn close to your daughter-in-law during this whole thing. Got to talk to her about NICU and what to expect there. And it's very funny how similar our twin daughters are. So,
and NICU is Natal Intensive Care Unit, correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
Yep. I think it is such a miracle and a blessing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
very cool.
So yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We feel very blessed every day. Things could have went a whole lot worse for us. There were no surgeries, which is huge.
Yeah,
that was
good. And everybody is hitting milestones. Now, the thing with them being so premature is their corrected age is that they're 2 months old, not really four. So they're developmentally a 2 month old, even though they're 4 months old. So it makes things complicated, but they're on track.
Yep. That's all you need
to know.
Which
is awesome. Yes.
So good news. We love that.
Yes.
We absolutely. And it's great to have you back in the seat.
Thank you. It's been 4 months.
Now there's
that's crazy.
As big a news, you actually got to go deer hunting.
I did, yes. My parents were nice enough to let me go and sit this year.
And
I didn't get anything, but my husband did. Kay. He got a nice 8.
Nice picture of it.
Yes.
I saw that.
I think it scored 140.
Nice. It's a good look. It's an older buck. It's just a good-looking buck that's been through some tough, I think, some battles.
Yeah, we're thinking 5 years old at least.
So. Yeah. Now, to go along with that, and a yearly situation, last year, I think you and all of the listeners know, I was not easy on you.
You were not easy on him.
Well, you...
well, whoever ordered the deer.
You are a couple,
and you are aware
of beef sticks.
I'm going to call it
the beef stick debacle, was that you did not... You got two deer, I believe, right?
Yes.
And
no
two
sticks.
Deer and no sticks. So I'm sorry, but that was unacceptable.
I know.
So the first thing I said today when you walked in the door, got a deer, was what?
Did you get sticks?
Where are the sticks?
And I got sticks. I got to wait until March. But Don Cleaver.
Now that's, see, that's how it's done, Ava. See, Don got a deer, and he already brought sticks in, and they are fantastic. Where'd you get them done?
I got them done at Copland's in downtown Red Wing.
Copland's in downtown Red Wing. Just enough spice to be good.
Yep.
Nice. And the nice part is they're not the super long sticks.
Right.
So they pack in a Ziploc bag. Nice.
They're perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Really tasty sticks, I got to tell you.
I was very pleased with them.
Yeah.
Don, what did you get? I didn't hear about this deer.
I just got a really nice large doe.
Okay.
That's what I was really looking for.
Well, for me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the farm that we hunt on, out of respect for the owner of the farm who was out looking for a buck, I didn't want to take one. So.
Which is perfect.
Yes. You know, and I really would prefer, I was looking for the opportunity to have, so he quit his whining. Bring some sticks in.
Yeah.
That would be me, quit my whining. Yes. Of course. What? Come on.
Well, so like my husband's deer, since it's an older buck, it probably isn't going to taste very good steak-wise.
You'd be surprised.
Well, corn-fed, which is nice. But yeah, we stuck to ground, and then we did sticks and jerky. So all the expensive stuff, pretty much.
Right.
Well, it brings up an important topic, and when you start looking at a deer herd management scenario, managing the deer herd is a big thing. Managing the bucks based on what the owner's plan of that particular property is. And I know quite a bit of friends of mine that have that understanding of whether it's in Wisconsin, I got buddies over there, whether it's in Buffalo County, wherever it might be. Managing that herd and managing the population of the herd as well, that's a big deal. And being able to take a doe, you know what? You're out there. It's part of the hunt. Yes, I understand the buck is always that icing on the cake, but it's enjoyable just to be out there, and you're still chasing what you want. Today, I was sitting in my office and saw a 5-deer run literally 150 feet from my house up on the bluff right behind my house.
Oh, sure.
Really cool.
Yep.
You know, and they're still running around, so a lot of fun that way. But again, regulating and being able to stay and help a landowner like that is...
Right. You know, I hunt
turkeys.
That's
what keeps you coming back.
Yes, I hunt turkeys in the same area. Of course, we had trail cams out there, the ones that come right to your phone. And I can't believe how many turkeys. So I'm excited about the turkey season coming up.
Don't worry, Don. They'll be gone by the time you start hunting.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
So far, I've been good every year.
Yeah.
I've gotten one every year so
far.
Yeah,
I know.
Speaking of trail cams, my husband gets the alerts right to his phone whenever something gets a picture taken of.
Yeah.
My goodness, the amount of bucks that are out right now.
Right.
Like during the day. So we're kind of like, do we wait for late season instead of opening weekend?
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean,
they go
the bucks
down.
Seem to be on the move.
They were nocturnal for quite a while.
Yeah.
So it changes. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We got some ton of stuff to cover. And you're going to love it. So hang in there. We'll be right back.